if you really care about it feeling like a team effort, say, I want this to feel like a team effort. If you really want to make sure other people's voices are heard, say, I want to make sure everyone's voice is heard. You can say those things. They will not dilute your power. They will only dilute your power if you only say those things and don't ever actually assert your opinion. But if you layer those things on as you are asserting your opinion, you will strike a beautiful balance between being very direct, very assertive, and also very authentic and human.
Welcome to The Art of Speaking Up, a podcast that helps professional women access the limitless potential that lies within them. I'm your host, Jessica Guzik, and my mission is to help you find that spark inside you that has the power to transform your career in ways you may not have thought possible. I'm so excited that you're here. And now, on to the show.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here and for listening to the podcast. My name is Jess. I am a New York Times featured podcast host and a coach for women. I support women in building confidence, finding their voice, and really thriving as they elevate into leadership positions in their corporate careers. And today I am doing part two of my two-part series on things that people get wrong about assertiveness. And in part one, I talked about this idea of leaning on aggression and being very domineering as a way to be more assertive in work conversations. And I talked about how while this approach can sometimes work in the short run, it's a highly unsophisticated, highly sloppy way of approaching assertiveness that tends not to be super effective and agile in the long run. And what I recommended you do instead of feeling like you've got to be aggressive and domineering and have a very sort of alpha presence in the room, instead, what I offered is that assertiveness can be something that involves, yes, a certain level of force and a certain level of conviction and a certain level of quote-unquote pushing for what you believe is right, but that force, that conviction, that quote-unquote pushing can be finessed so that it is more palatable to your audience. Because ultimately, no one likes to be pushed. No one likes to be argued with. No one likes when other people in the room are being aggressive towards them. So if we can find a way to be strong and assertive without making our audience feel like we are trying to dominate and control, we're going to end up being a lot more effective. We're going to be a lot more persuasive. And let me tell you, there's nothing better than being someone who can be very strong, very direct, very assertive, and who can really get things done in a room in a way that makes your stakeholders enjoy working with you, enjoy collaborating with you, and wanting to work with you more. That is what we are aiming for. We want you to be able to do it all. We want you to be assertive, but we also want you to be someone who's really admired. And you can accomplish those two things. You can be assertive and admired and respected by your stakeholders. And in today, I'm going to walk you through how you do this. I'm going to explain both the mindset and some of the verbal communication tweaks that you are going to want to make so that you can show up very direct and assertive, but so you can also be someone who your audience and stakeholders enjoy working with. People really don't like feeling like they're being pushed around. So if you can find a way to get things done without your stakeholders feeling like you're pushing them around, you will create much more long-term success in your corporate career. I am really looking forward to explaining how to do this. And before I do, I have a time-sensitive announcement, and I want to let you know that my signature group program, the Art of Speaking Up Academy, is now open for enrollment through March 20th. The Art of Speaking Up Academy is for you if you are ready to play bigger and you want to elevate your communication skills so that you feel more confident taking up space at work. It is a small group program. It is taught weekly live by me, and I guide you through my signature curriculum where I help you grow your confidence, strengthen your executive presence, and you will learn and practice the foundations of crisp, compelling executive communication. You'll learn how to be assertive, persuasive, and confident when you speak so that you can stand out as a leader and grow your impact at work. If now is the time for you to take your confidence to the next level and take your career to the next level, I want to invite you to join us. Enrollment is open through March 20th. You can enroll and learn more at jessguzikcoaching.com/academy or click the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet you and see you inside the program. Like I said, that's jessguzikcoaching.com/academy. And now let's go deeper into how to be assertive in a way that's going to be palatable to your audience. So whenever I am helping people with communication, I always like to remind people that it's not just about saying the quote unquote right words, but it's also about having your mindset in the right place. Our mindset is simply how we are reacting to our internal psychological experience. And when we have a strong, resilient, determined mindset, every time we encounter psychological obstacles like fear or self-doubt or second-guessing ourselves, we are still able to push through and show up strong because we have that rock-solid mindset. And I just want to remind you of something that people often get wrong about mindset. People think having a rock-solid mindset means you never experience psychological obstacles. They think it means you never doubt yourself, you never second guess yourself, you never have those difficult, wobbly, vulnerable moments. That is not what it means to have a strong mindset. A strong mindset means that those things don't prevent you from taking powerful actions. Those things are road bumps, but they are not barriers. That is what makes you unstoppable. That is how you have the confidence to go into a room knowing that no matter what challenge gets thrown at you, you are going to be able to weather that challenge. And when it comes to communication, and especially something like assertiveness, which requires you to take up space, requires you to feel uncomfortable, requires you to be part of a conversation where people are disagreeing, because assertiveness requires so many scary, difficult things, it is essential that you work on your mindset in addition to just learning the verbal communication tools of assertiveness. Because if your mindset is not strong, it is very likely going to take you out and prevent you from speaking up before you even have a chance to assert yourself and practice some of the verbal techniques that I'm going to be talking about. Mindset will impact how frequently you join in the conversation. It will impact how assertive you are able to be. And it's also going to impact the energy that is behind your words, the energy that is behind your voice and your body language. So you can think of mindset as a thread that flows through the entire experience from the moment that you recognize that you have a contribution that you want to make to the moment you open your mouth and speak, to those moments then when the words are coming out of your mouth and you're figuring out how to express what you want to express. Mindset is playing a role in every single one of those steps. And the stronger your mindset, the stronger you're going to be at every step of the way. A strong mindset means you're going to participate more frequently. A strong mindset means that you're going to be more direct and assertive in how you participate. And a strong mindset means that you're going to be more clear, focused, compelling, and confident when you actually speak. And this is so important for assertiveness, not only because assertiveness has a bigger mindset hurdle to overcome when it comes to entering into the conversation, because you have to really believe in yourself and your point of view to have the courage to enter into a conversation where there's strong opinions in the room and not everyone's agreeing. So not only does mindset play an enormous role in just you making that baseline decision of, am I going to speak up and am I going to be a part of the conversation? But mindset is going to play a role in how confident you are able to remain as you are being assertive. And the more confident that you are able to be as you're sharing your thoughts, as you're asserting yourself, the better it's going to be received by your audience. Assertiveness is a balancing act. It's a balancing act between being strong and very direct, but also having a calm, centered, grounded confidence. You need that calm, centered, grounded confidence so that the directness doesn't come off as too harsh or too abrasive to your audience. The way that we get out of being overly aggressive with our assertiveness and the way that we make it really powerful for our audience and not abrasive and not excessively domineering is by being so confident in our ability to add value and help and contribute in the situation that we don't at all feel afraid or threatened and that we don't have this impulse that we need to fight very, very hard and very, very aggressively for our opinion. A lot of times when people are being very aggressive, it is coming from a lack of confidence. We need confidence to soften the edge of assertiveness. When we are more confident, we can be stronger and more direct without it feeling so sharp to our audience. And the best way for me to walk you through why this is true and what is the mindset shift that you want to make so that your assertiveness is powerful but not abrasive is I want to give you a concrete example of the two different mindsets that people often have when it comes to assertiveness and how different they are. So you can have a more aggressive, defensive, adversarial mindset. This is going to make your assertiveness come off more aggressive. And on the whole, it's going to be less palatable to your audience. Or you can have a more confident, grounded, leadership and problem-solving oriented mindset. You can still be very strong and assertive and direct with this mindset, and you will come off in a much more collaborative way to your audience. So first, I want to take you inside the mindset of someone who is going to end up sounding aggressive and adversarial and who is probably not going to fully win over their audience when they're showing up strong to assert their point of view. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you the thoughts that this person is likely having in their mind while they are asserting themselves. Then I'm going to contrast it with the thoughts of someone who is more confident and who is able to be assertive in a way that is more grounded, collaborative, and palatable. So I'm going to read you both sets of internal thoughts, and I want you to feel the difference, because the difference that you feel in these thoughts is the difference that your audience feels in your communication. So first, I'm going to read you the thoughts of someone who isn't as confident and who is therefore leaning heavily on a more aggressive approach. So these are some of the thoughts that someone like that will have. They're often thoughts like, I'm right. They're wrong. I have to be right. I have to convince them I'm right. I have to show them I'm right. I have to get them to listen to me. Why aren't they listening to me? I have to show them why my opinion is better. Okay, those are the thoughts of someone who's going to come off more aggressive. Here are the thoughts of someone who is going to be highly effective without having to be aggressive. That person is going to have thoughts like, let's explore the options. Let's discuss what's best for the business. Let's talk about how we can win. Let's explore the different ways we can do this. Let's solve this. I can help us solve this. Let's tackle the obstacles. Let's tackle this problem. I can help us find a solution to these obstacles. Let's narrow in on a solution. Let's make things happen for the business. I want you to pause and ask yourself what difference you experience in these different sets of thoughts, right? What is the feeling you get when you hear phrases like, I'm right, they're wrong, I have to show them that I'm right, I have to convince them to listen to me, versus when you hear thoughts like, we can solve this, I will help us solve this, we will get this over the finish line. The first set of thoughts can elicit defensiveness. And when someone is thinking those thoughts and they're thinking, I have to be right, I have to show them I'm right, I have to get them to listen to me, when someone is thinking those thoughts and asserting themselves, their assertiveness is going to put their audience on the defensive because that person is on the defensive themselves. And often when someone gets in a defensive stance, their stakeholders will respond in the same exact way by also getting into a defensive stance. So this person is going to be less impactful in the room than the second person who is still determined and who is still bringing strength and a level of commitment to their communication, but who isn't doing so from a place of defensiveness, but instead who is doing so from a place of confidence. I really want you to see how different it feels, because if you're anything like most of the women who I work with, you don't want to be like the first type of person, and you think that you have to be like the first type of person because that is what you are seeing modeled to you in a lot of different work situations. And what I talked about in part one, and what I will reiterate right now because it's so important, is that people might achieve some level of short-term success with the more aggressive approach. However, that approach often backfires in situations where that person doesn't hold a lot of power in the room, so they're not at the top of the corporate hierarchy, and or it often backfires in situations where that person is trying to be assertive around people where they don't have an interpersonal relationship, because those people are going to feel put off by that aggressive feeling, and that person isn't going to be able to persuade their stakeholders as effectively as the second type of person who, yes, they're coming in determined, and yes, they're coming in strong, but they're also not coming in with any sort of defensiveness. They're confident about their ability to help. They're focused on getting results for the business. And that energy is not only going to come off as more confident, but that determination and that level of belief of we can figure this out and we will figure this out and we will find solutions and we will get past these obstacles, that energy is contagious for your stakeholders. So just like the defensive energy is super contagious for your stakeholders and someone who's being defensive is going to elicit defensiveness from their stakeholders, similarly, someone who's being assertive from a place of sheer determination and sheer desire to get something across the finish line, to help everyone win. When your stakeholders feel that energy, they will get into that energy too. And they will begin to collaborate with you. The momentum that's in the room will start to all move in one unified direction rather than it sort of fighting with itself. So when you're able to bring this energy, you have the power to take a room full of people who are in conflict with one another and take all that energy that's sort of conflicting and bouncing off the walls, and you can unify that energy towards a solution. This is ultimately what leadership is. Leadership is your ability to unify people in a room towards a solution, even when circumstances are not ideal, even when they disagree and they're arguing and it's not working and it's difficult to find a path forward. The people who are going to distinguish themselves and the people who are going to have an outsized impact in a corporate setting are the people who can take situations that look like they're at a standstill and a state of conflict and a state of chaos, and who can get everyone in a mindset of like, wait, hold on, we can figure this out. We can get through this road bump. We can figure out how we are collectively going to agree to move this across the finish line. And I guarantee you, your ability to do this is not going to come from you learning to be more aggressive. It's going to come from you learning to develop a belief in yourself that is so fierce and so committed that you're not scared of conflict. You're not scared of being in a room where things are getting messy and people can't agree. You have so much belief in your ability to find solutions and push people towards solutions that when those scary circumstances arise, you jolt into action and internally you say, like, let's get this done. Let's figure this out. And then you speak to your audience from that energy and from that place. This is one of the reasons that your confidence as a leader and your confidence in your ability to shepherd people towards solutions is so key when it comes to assertiveness. Now, I want to share a couple tips that are going to help you with this a lot. These are tips that have created really big breakthroughs for my clients and really helped them get unstuck when they had previously just been getting stuck over and over and over when it comes to assertive communication. So tip number one, this is more of a mindset tip, and the second tip is more of a verbal communication tip. But let's start with the mindset tip. Tip number one is if you are in a room and there's lots of different opinions and you are starting to notice, oh, my opinion is different. I have something to say, but maybe it's not fully going with the grain of what everyone else thinks. Maybe I'm going against the grain. Maybe it's going to come off a little bit assertive. Whenever you're in a situation like that, what I want you to do is instead of thinking about your opinion versus their opinion and what you think versus what they think, I want you to think about the situation one level higher. And I want you to see the situation from a CEO perspective. It's not that you think it should be one way and other people think it should be another way. It's that within your company, a problem arose and different people who sit in different places in the company have different thoughts on how that problem should be solved. When you think about it that way, it gets a lot less personal. It takes the edge off and it makes it easier for you to feel confident trying to solve the problem. Here's a little analogy to really help you wrap your mind around this because it's so important. If two kids were fighting at the playground and they were fighting over the monkey bars and they both wanted to go on the monkey bars and they came over to you fighting and one of the kids was like, "Bobby, it keeps going on the monkey bars and I want to go on the monkey bars." And then the other kid says, "Timmy keeps going on the monkey bars. I want to go on the monkey bars." It's very unlikely that in response to that conflict, you would be like, "Oh my God, Timmy, how could Bobby take the monkey bars?" And it's also very unlikely that you'd be like, "Oh my God, Bobby, Timmy is such a horrible person." You are not going to get emotionally engaged and invested in the monkey bars in the same way the kids are. You are going to be in a very different headspace and you are going to be thinking, "How do I solve the problem of the monkey bars?" Right? So, when we have different perspectives with our colleagues, we are like Timmy and Bobby at the playground. We are invested, we are emotional, we are totally wrapped up in the differences and the disagreements. When you are asserting yourself, you want to get out of the headspace of Timmy and Bobby who are in that fight over the monkey bars, and you want to think about, how would I talk about this if I was just solving a problem that two other people brought to me? It helps you see that problems, obstacles, and disagreements are a normal part of running a business, a normal part of being in a company. And you don't have to feel any sort of preciousness or defensiveness around your perspective or their perspective. You just want to approach it from a CEO lens and think through, how can we solve this? Now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to care about your opinion, but what it does mean is that you're going to care about what's best for the business more than you care about quote-unquote winning, or more than you care about quote-unquote like dominating or looking like the one who's quote-unquote right. Because that's actually not the goal. The goal is just to have the best impact possible. So you want to almost imagine that the disagreements and all the perspectives that are coming up in the room, that it doesn't even matter who thinks what. I want you to imagine that you're like the adult at the playground who sees, okay, there's one monkey bar and there's two kids. What are our options for solving this problem? Oh, maybe they can take turns. Oh, maybe each person gets 5 minutes with the monkey bar, right? So you would start thinking about it in terms of what are our options to move forward. You just want to make sure that when you're in a room and you're asserting yourself, you just want to make sure that you're not getting too involved in your perspective and in too much of a Timmy and Bobby monkey bar mindset. You want to try to shift out of that and remind yourself, I'm going to be more effective if I think about this from the perspective of someone who is one layer above this problem. And if I had to decide what I think is best for the business, given this problem. Just like the adult would say, I have to decide what is best for Timmy and Bobby, given the fact that there's one set of monkey bars and they both want to be on the monkey bars. So that is the first tip that I want to give you. Now, the second tip that I want to give you is, this is such a simple one, and it's so fascinating to me how so many of us, it doesn't even occur to us to do this, but it's so powerful. A lot of my clients, when I'm helping them with assertiveness, they will say things like, I want to collaborate. I don't want to fight with people. I want to be helpful. And yet, then when they're asserting themselves, they feel like they have to drop that collaborative energy and show up as some sort of aggressive monster. When in reality, when you have thoughts like, I want to be helpful, I want us to collaborate, those are going to be some of your most powerful persuasion techniques. So instead of you feeling like you have to pretend like you're aggressive, I want to offer that if you actually want to collaborate, you actually care about your stakeholders, you actually want it to feel like a team effort, you can say those things. You don't have to hide those things. And when you share those things as part of you voicing your opinion, your audience sees the real you. They see the real you that is there to help, that wants to collaborate, and that has an opinion on how the situation can move forward. So what this looks like is you genuinely voicing your desire to get the best outcome. So if you're thinking, I really want this to feel collaborative, you don't have to just think that. You can say that out loud. You can say, listen, I really want this to feel collaborative. Let me walk you through what I'm thinking, and then we can figure out what our options are. When you say that, it's going to make you more persuasive. And the most beautiful thing about it is that's how you're truly feeling in the moment. And this is where so many people miss the opportunity to lean on their empathy to be more persuasive. If you're genuinely empathetic, you genuinely care about people, like you genuinely want people to have a positive experience in the room with you, you want to use that to your advantage rather than hiding that. People think that if you're sensitive and empathetic, it makes you worse at being assertive. This is just absolutely not true. I know for sure it wasn't true for me. And I got feedback over and over and over in my corporate career. People said the same thing to me repeatedly. What they said to me is, your leadership style is so refreshing. I love the way that you get things done in a way that just feels real and also really open and welcoming. It helped me move things along. People are human and they appreciate when you are being more human as well. And if you're empathetic and if you're sensitive, you have a superpower in this area. You know how to really be human and really show people you care. And so I don't want you to think, oh, if I like it to be collaborative and I really care about working with everyone to make this a success, I don't want you to feel like you have to hide that. I want you to say that as part of the conversation. If you really want it to work for everyone, say, I really want this to work for everyone. If you really care about it feeling like a team effort, say, I want this to feel like a team effort. If you really want to make sure other people's voices are heard, say, I want to make sure everyone's voice is heard. You can say those things. They will not dilute your power. They will only dilute your power if you only say those things and don't ever actually assert your opinion. But if you layer those things on as you are asserting your opinion, you will strike a beautiful balance between being very direct, very assertive, and also very authentic and human. So in summary, the two tips are, number one, if you have a difference in perspective, try to ignore the fact that you think something different than other people and try to approach the situation one level above and think about, how would I participate in this conversation if I was the CEO observing these differences in opinions? How would I move this along towards a solution? And then number two, if you are genuinely a collaborative, kind, empathetic human and you want it to feel like a team effort and you want people to be heard, say those things. Say those things as you are navigating the conversation. People will genuinely appreciate it. And I think something that is really coming through really powerfully in this episode is the fact that assertiveness and leadership are completely intertwined. And assertiveness is not just about banging your fist on the table and being the most aggressive voice in the room, but it is truly about having that very advanced skill of knowing how to work with and collaborate with other humans under imperfect, messy circumstances. And that requires thoughtfulness and it requires empathy. But the wild thing about this is that the women who come to me who are really struggling with assertiveness, they are incredibly thoughtful and they are incredibly empathetic. They just haven't connected in their minds that those qualities are the superpower that you need to be highly effective when you are being assertive. That's why I feel so passionately about the topic of assertiveness, because truly there is a better, more authentic way to do it. And what I love so much is that when you assert yourself in a way that's respectful, in a way that's real and authentic, and in a way that's collaborative, you are setting new examples that desperately need to be set in a corporate setting. We desperately need more examples of different ways assertiveness, leadership, and problem solving can look. The reason that we fall into this trap of, oh, it has to sound aggressive, is because that is an old way of doing things that has endured in corporate environments, and we haven't had enough exposure to other ways of doing things. As we are exposed to other ways of doing things, and as people watch you getting things done without you having to be an a-hole, then they're going to realize, oh, I can do it that way too. And this is how corporate culture is going to change. And you do not have to sacrifice the impact you're going to make. You do not have to sacrifice your reputation. In fact, doing assertiveness in this way can enhance your impact and enhance your reputation. And that is why I love this work so much, because I truly believe that working in corporate environments can be amazing when we have the right leadership in place. And you learning to communicate this way is you becoming that leadership that can make it amazing for other people. And there are a few things that I feel more strongly about than helping you do that, because it helps you and it benefits your career and it helps all of the people who are going to work with you and for you all across the years that you spend in your corporate career. So I hope that this episode is freeing you a little bit to realize that who you are, the wonderful, caring, kind, warm-hearted, empathetic human that you are, that version of you is the same version of you who is going to step up, take up space, and lead super powerfully. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. It is such an honor to get to share this with you. And if you want to work with me in a deeper, more intimate capacity, and if what I shared in this episode really resonated with you, you are going to love the way that I teach assertiveness in the Art of Speaking Up Academy. It's all about embodying the identity as a leader and seeing assertiveness not as a scary situation where you have to come in and fight and bang your fist on the table, but actually seeing assertiveness as an opportunity for you to step up and demonstrate your chops as a leader. So many of my clients have breakthroughs when I cover assertiveness because they realize, oh, it's not about being aggressive and domineering, it's about leading people towards solutions. I cannot wait to support you in learning that inside the Art of Speaking Up Academy. Like I mentioned, doors are open until March 20th, and you can learn more. You can see the entire curriculum and you can enroll at jessguzzettcoaching.com/academy. And I will drop the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here and for listening to this episode. And I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.